kind of coffee is that?
डालगोना
डालगोना, डालगोना प्यार है.
That was me in
Okay.
2020.
Sounds right. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Bagla Junta Bollywood Weekly podcast, where three idiots share their opinions and takes on upcoming movies, TV shows, and gossip. Hope you guys enjoy.
So, are we talking about this movie?
Nah. Chamkila, Chamkila,
No?
Keep going, Shalu.
I'm done.
Chamkila, guys.
Today's Wednesday, right? Yeah, today's Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday. Yeah,
Is that the music from the movie?
it's the sound that plays every time Jimmy Sherguel starts beating someone up in the movie. It's like,
What a
Nice.
great movie.
It's actually not.
It's a good movie.
I like it still. I
I
rewatched
mean,
it. I thought
one day.
I think it still holds up.
I don't think it holds up. I rewatched it. And
I
I
think it
don't.
holds up. I thought it was pretty entertaining.
I think it holds up too, Sean. I'm with you.
No, I don't think it holds up. So what I think is that I don't think it holds up.
What does hold? You know what does hold up? Animal.
Well,
Not again.
This is gonna
not
happen every podcast. This is
again.
Are you
Shalu, not
pasta? Are
again.
you pasta again?
Pasta again? How can you say again? Okay,
Yeah.
let's just get started. So today we are reviewing Amar Singh Chamkila, directed by Imtiaz Ali, written by Imtiaz Ali, produced by Imtiaz Ali, starring Diljit Dosanjh and Parineeti Chopra. This is a biopic on Chamkila. Obviously, I'm not doing a great job with this intro, but yeah, I mean, Imtiaz Ali's comeback, A.R. Rahman's music. I also got to shout him out too. This movie is a lot. There's a lot going on in this movie. It's like 2.5 hours, right? Am I wrong? This movie felt
Two
so
hours
long,
and 25 minutes.
and I felt it while I was watching. Not in a bad way, but it just felt like we watched this guy's whole life.
I think that's like a thing with Imtiaz Lee movies, though. Aside from
Yeah.
Jab We Met, I feel like his other works like have been I feel like pretty long. Rockstar felt long. Highway thought I thought it was pretty long. Tamasha felt like 5 hours. So.
I think it's because his characters always go through this like journey, right?
I will say this. I think this is probably his like best writing since Rockstar, which is not saying much, but because he doesn't have that many great movies, especially the last one with Shah Rukh. What was it called?
Oh,
Jump
Jab
Harry Met
Harry Met
Sejong.
Sejal.
Oh, he wrote that?
That one's garbage. I mean, he made it, and I'm not sure if he wrote it, but I didn't like that one. What else came before? Tamasha, I liked, but I think this is better.
Yeah.
I have yet to rewatch that movie. I mean, I remember when I watched Tamasha, I got bored. Maybe if I rewatch it now, I'll probably appreciate it more. Like as
Yeah,
an
I like
adult.
rewatched it last year and my opinion of it changed a little bit. I didn't like it the first time,
I
but
didn't like it, and then I watched it again, and I still didn't like it, but I understood it. Like, I could see what he was going for. I just don't think it was. Like, I think some parts of it were done well. I think what he was trying to do in Tamasha like didn't work for me, but it worked really well here.
Yeah.
And I guess the things that like what I'm talking about is like obviously Tamasha, like one part of the story is like Ranbir's life and then Deepika's life and then both of them, right? But there's also like a musical commentary going on with it. I don't think that part worked for me in that movie as well as it did here. Because over here, you're also like obviously Chamkila is having his own story and making his own songs and whatnot, but then you're also simultaneously having like the Ali's commentary in a way, right? Through the music, or I guess A.R. Rahman's, right? Kind of reflecting. I think that worked so well here, where it didn't really work for me in Tamasha, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think both movies have this like the narration style is very much like they're talking to their audience.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I see what you mean. Like, I think in this movie it was a lot smoother
Yeah.
than in Tamasha.
I
It's like
agree.
musical storytelling, but in a very direct way where they're like some there's like moments where like characters are looking at the screen and they're like telling you a story.
Yeah, like I think with the music and the Tamasha, while being really good, like when they just went away from the story with their songs, like that kind of took me out of the movie. Versus surprisingly with this one, it didn't. It kind of added to it, which I have to like say it was really well done, because obviously you're seeing Diljit's Jamkila, and then you're also seeing pictures and videos of the real Jamkila, and then also like other musical pieces that are not even part of the story. But it was still seamless and didn't take me out. So I thought just like that the writing and the screenplay was freaking amazing.
I thought the editing was like phenomenal too. I just thought it was like very creative. And you know, Imtiaz Ali has like, I think over time his editing style or like his team's editing style has gotten more and more like adventurous and like inventive.
Yeah.
And I think like with this movie, like they've been building up to this, and with this movie, I think they just hit it like perfectly. Like I feel like they finally like gotten to a point where it's like they do that so well.
Yeah, and I think like there were certain like strip scenes that were a animated in this movie, and it like didn't take me out of it at all.
It was all part of that same
Yeah,
world building and storytelling.
it was so weird because the movie's kind of like grounded, but also kind of over the top at the same time. Like I don't think I've ever really seen that in a Bollywood movie.
Yeah. I think the groundedness comes from like how real the characters felt. So it's like
Right.
you're like telling a story about like these very like realistic, I mean obviously real people, but like in a realistic way, but at the same time weaving the story through like animation, music, choreography, and like all of that. I thought that was really cool.
Speaking of which, since we're already talking about this, like I thought one scene at first I was like, what is happening? And then like I figured like it kind of fit in perfectly, was the scene where Jamkila takes his wife back, and there's this commentary about how like sexual and how dirty his songs are, and it just takes a complete step away from the movie and just becomes this dance number with all these women of different age groups talking about how they secretly listen to the songs and being like talking about their sexuality and being comfortable with that. And I was like, because there are times in this movie, I'll be honest, I'd be like, damn, his lyrics are kind of crazy. Like, you know what But then I'm like, wait, so what? Like, we can't all just talk about just natural feelings and I don't know.
It was really interesting how like if you just look at the lyrics on their face, they are kind of like insulting to women.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like I think they did a really good job of showing that like this guy Jamkila was not a sleaze bag. He was not like he didn't actually think that way about women at all. Like there was one like it was such a short like very quick thing, but there was one scene where he and his wife are on the beach. And they're just like kind of like standing there together, like, you know, and they put like a voiceover of people like in the news media saying, like, oh, he doesn't even know how to respect women. Like, how can you talk about women like that? And it's so simple. He's literally just standing there with his wife.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like that one shot like said it all. It really showed that like contrast. People have this image of him because of like what he writes, but that's not actually who he is.
Yeah. I think they also did a good job about showing that he wasn't perfect, right? Like some of the stuff that he did was very messed up, very toxic. He did hypersexualize women and whatnot.
Or he left his first wife.
And he just left his first wife straight up. And so I'm happy they didn't shy away from that, because they could have. But like Bollywood usually does.
Sent you.
Yeah, I'm glad it wasn't Rajkumar Hirani making this movie.
It would have been a very different movie.
What did you guys think about the music? I think that's something that needs to be talked about if we're talking
I
about
was
this.
like bopping my head the whole time.
I think like the dynamic duo of Imtiaz Ali and Ayra Rahman is kind of unmatched now. I think when they both come together and, compose music. I mean, we've seen examples like Rockstar and Highway, which are like two of my favorite, music albums.
Even Tamasha.
Oh yeah, they also made Tamasha, right? But like I think when it comes to both Imtiaz Ali and Ayra Rahman working together, it's like burger and fries. It's like, fries and ketchup,
I like that metaphor.
It's like pasta and red wine.
Yeah, and like if you think about it, right, it's like it's A.R. Rahman making Punjabi folk music.
Yeah.
It kind of confirms that like there's nothing this man can't do.
The music that they had Diljit and Parineeti sing, that was actually like Chamkila's music, right?
And
Those songs,
I
yeah.
was gonna say that too. It helps if Diljit Dosanjh is your character.
People get into it, but
There were some songs where I think Diljit was actually singing some of his songs though, right? No,
All of them.
he was singing all of them, but there
Okay,
were
that's what
actually
I thought.
the songs. And not only that, Diljit and Parineeti, like when they were performing, that was actually them performing on stage and like footage of that. So they didn't
Okay.
record it in the studio or anything. That was just
Oh.
them live performing.
That makes sense. Because
Dang.
the
It felt like
only
that.
footage that I remember that it wasn't them singing was at the very like the very last shot at the theater. Like it was Diljit and Parineeti on screen, but it was actually like Chamkila and Amarjot singing.
So that was really cool that it kind of felt real, that they were live performing, because they were live performing and it's just recorded like that.
Yeah. Diljit is so good.
Dude,
Like,
like,
this man can do everything.
yeah, I guess that's probably the next thing we should talk about is like the performance, dude. Like, I guess I couldn't imagine another actor doing this, I guess. So,
Parineeti
just
was
that's
good
bad.
too.
But Nithi was okay.
I don't think she had a lot to do.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone, but like, who would do a better job than her in this role, though?
I don't know.
Because you're looking for someone who looks like Amarjot, but also has the vocals for Amarjot, kind of. You can't really find that in Bollywood.
I
Yeah.
think she did fine with what she was given.
Yeah, she
Yeah.
was fine. I wouldn't say she was like exceptional, but I think she fit the role. Well, one thing I'll say about Brainy's performance is like I don't think she overdid it. Her performance was like very subtle. There were straight up scenes where she was like just kind of nonchalant or bored, because that's like how probably Amarjot would be in that situation. I think she did good.
It seemed like both of them studied their characters properly, which I think is important to do, obviously, in a biopic.
Yeah.
Diljit nailed it though.
Dude, Diljit killed it.
This man is actually the goat.
Yeah,
He
he
just.
honestly might be the GOAT. Like, I think that might be the best performance I've seen this year from a movie for Bollywood so far. I mean, it's still half a year left, but I think it'd be pretty hard to top it too.
I
I
mean,
think the
what?
best
Happened?
performance this year was Shahid Kapoor and Kriti Sanon in the Robot movie.
Okay, at least Kriti actually did, like, okay.
Yeah, Kriti
I
was
enjoyed her
like literally
presence.
told to act like a robot and she did it, so
She's like, I do that anyway.
she's a better
Wow.
actress than that. Come
Man,
on.
I will not defend, like, I will fight, like, for her, like, acting skills, bro.
I
I'm
feel
kidding,
like Kriti
guys.
has proven
Kriti.
herself, okay? Vishal,
Kriti's
come
good.
on.
Kriti. Kriti. Kriti has proven herself, but she has that same like type of like Deepika syndrome right now, where she just can't choose a good movie, and or
Yeah.
I think it's kind of on her.
Look, she started off her career in Hiranandani. I think that's a huge obstacle to come through. So,
She's definitely doing way better than Tiger.
what do you mean you didn't see Bade Mian Chote Mian?
I'm not gonna lie, I really want to.
Is that movie? Wait, that movie came out like a while ago, though. I'm pretty sure it's out.
It's one of
It's.
those movies we see while together when we're drunk. I'm not gonna watch it by myself.
If it's on streaming, I'll watch it.
If it's on streaming, I won't watch it.
Well, I mean, you don't watch anything, so no, it's fine.
I watched like three
Oh.
movies at least recently, in the last week.
Okay, other than Chamkila, what are they?
Laputa Ladies
Oh.
and Teri Baaton
Okay, no, that's what we should have. So, I think we told this in an earlier podcast when we went to see that movie. It was me, Vishal, and my parents, and like we went to buy tickets at like the ticket booth, and the guy was like, "What's the translation for this?" And like I don't know. To be quite honest with you, you had to ask my mom.
I got like lost in your talks. I don't know.
I don't know, dude. Like, if this was any other movie, I probably would have given you a better explanation.
Diljit.
Diljit, like, he acts with his eyes.
He does. He's very natural.
Yeah, it's only
Very
human
natural.
natural.
Yeah, it's only human natural.
What does that even mean?
It's an office reference.
Oh.
Yeah, come on, Shalu.
I'm a Parks and Rec fan.
Me too.
I feel like we got stuck on Diljit and we're like having trouble moving past it. Dude, he's a good looking man.
He's 40 years old. Can you believe that?
Dude, yeah,
What?
he doesn't look like it.
He's 2 years old. No, he's 2 years older than LeBron James.
Oh, here we go. 2 years
Oh no,
older.
sorry, 1 year older than LeBron James. But can you believe that? I thought he was
Dude.
like in his like early 30s.
So his hair in the movie was definitely a wig, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have to imagine so.
It looked like a wig.
Because
Yeah.
his hair right now is very different.
It'd
I
have to
think
be.
that.
That was the only thing I didn't like about the movie was the wig. I think one of the most interesting things about this movie was that like whole the tension between what the fundamentalists think and what like the general public thinks and like what each of them wants and like where he's like kind of stuck in the middle.
That was interesting, and it's just kind of like it's a lot worse in India, I imagine, especially in the 80s, whatever this happened. But like even till now, if you think about it, like people still have certain opinions about language of music or if it's like hypersexualized and everything. I thought that's what was important. They were not important, interesting to me.
Yeah.
Whereas like, dude, this dude was doing it in the 80s, which is like, dude, first of all, Jamkila had major balls. Like, I
Yeah.
don't know how he did that. Because I imagine doing that in front of all these uncles and aunties. Obviously, people ended up loving it, but then it was started to be seen as like a very low class thing, although everyone would secretly still listen to it. Yeah, I feel like rap kind of went through that just recently, right? I mean, now it's probably the most popular genre of music, but it's kind of similar, right? Like the 2000s and t early 2010s, people were just like, I guess some people even now, like the older generation, would still see like rap as like, oh, it's that like gangster music, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Being as lower class or like not as good as other types of music.
Yeah, there's always going to be like this divide between like what people think is higher class music, quote unquote, or like low class music
Versus
versus like it's literally just music and some music will speak to you and some won't.
yeah, and it's people put in like as much work into these types of songs and the rhyme schemes and lyrics and beats and storytelling as any other song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really like that they kept going back to like, look, like one of the things that he was really adamant on towards the end of the movie is like, I'm an entertainer and this
Yeah.
is my job and I'm going to do it. Like, and I remember that like one scene where he's in front of like that whole like I guess committee of like religious leaders and they're like giving him like the four promises and he's like, look, you guys are telling me stop making these songs. The public wants me to keep making like I've tried like stopping, but the public wants more. What do you want me to do? I'm kind of like I can't win here. Like
Yeah.
different groups of people want different things from me. And it's like I think it was like a very interesting take on like what like artists go through.
Yeah.
Because they're like held to this like certain standard of living or like creating art. It just at the end of the day, isn't it just about like entertaining people?
Yeah, and this proof is like how many people work coming to his shows and how many people are his fans, right? Like, what else do you want from him? Like, talk to
Yeah.
those people, don't talk to him, right?
Yeah.
It's not his
Yeah.
fault.
And it's so interesting. Like he was trying to like reason with them and tell them like, hey, this is like exactly what I like did. I like took all these steps and like they literally like their next thing is just to like say stop making vulgar songs. So they were just like really showing that like some people just don't want to use logic and they'll
Yeah.
just hold so firmly to their beliefs that they're like not willing to look at like what the facts are.
Yeah, he like the real life Shankila like went was fighting against so many people, and it's I think what's super interesting about this is like nobody really knows who killed him because of like there's so many different people he could have been mad, right? Like
Yeah.
he was against women rights activists, he was against religious, leaders, he was against like I don't know, like protesters at that time, like rioters and
Journalists.
journalists, and he kind
Even
of took,
other people in the music industry, he was
yeah, in the
like.
music industry, yeah, that too, of course. And it's like he literally just eventually kind of stayed true to what he believed the fans wanted, and that ended up getting him killed.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That is insane. What did you guys think about his, like, going back to the scene with him and the journalist who ended up writing like a lot of these negative things about him, which ended up becoming the start of his downfall? What did you think about his reasoning as to like everything that she was asking? Because at the end of the day, it was pretty misogynistic.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was like a little bit of a cop out to say like, oh, like this is what I've been raised with. I think a lot of people have that argument when faced with, hey, like this is why like maybe what you're doing is not so great. I think even if you've been raised a specific way or come from a specific background, like there's not really, you can always learn more, right? As human beings, we can always be learning more and engaging in a conversation. And like, I think just saying that, like, oh, I didn't know about that is not an excuse. But I think like the point of, I think one of the biggest themes that was recurring in this movie is the fact that he does come from lower caste, and there's like a certain image people have of him because of that. You know, the fact that he comes from a lower caste is the reason why he was like kind of targeted by like these journalists, like, or by like other people in the music industry or by religious leaders. I don't know. That was also like, I completely went to a different thing than what you were asking.
It's so related. I
I think it's
mean,
all like, it all is like kind of connected, you know. Like, I think like the way people perceived him is like a lot of the reason why things ended up happening the way they did.
I understood his reasoning, but like when like you hear all that reasoning, it's like I get it, but you're also like a horny motherfucker.
I think he was also like, he was obviously talented, right, in the way he was writing his lyrics, that it's kind of like, I don't know what to compare it to. I don't know what artist to compare it to now. He's also like trying to think of these clever lyrics, right, that people were enjoying. And so I think his reasoning was like, oh, people like this. I'm getting a lot of money. So I'm just gonna keep doing what people want me to do, right? I think he was kind of portrayed as like kind of a slave to the audience, where he just wanted to keep giving what they wanted, and they loved what he did. He was a definitely a lot of horny lyrics in there, like that. Even I was like reading, and I was like, "What? Like, this is crazy. How are people bopping to this?"
In the 80s
But some
too.
people like that, right? Like,
I mean,
yeah.
what do you think like majority of like the hip hop industry is, you know?
Well, like, yeah,
Or like
I mean,
R&B.
yeah, it's just like baby making music. But I mean, this was more a Punjabi folk twist on it, I guess.
Yeah. I mean we see examples in today's world with, you know, like The Weeknd or like Brent Faiyaz or like fucking Party Next
And
Door.
they're straight up like talking about like sex in a very graphic way, and people like that.
And he does mention at one point in the movie that, look, like literally everybody else in the industry is making music like this, so
It's like
why am
why?
I being targeted? And I think, like I said, I think like his cast, they didn't really like, they hinted at it a little bit in the movie, but I think like that was like a big reason why, probably.
Is he was what he was like the high he's still like the highest selling artist in India, or is it Punjab? I think that's
Not in
still relevant to,
India,
in
in
Punjab.
Punjab. Yeah,
So
I'm not sure
yeah,
if
that's
it's
still relevant today from what I heard. It's still relevant today. He's still the
really.
highest. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he is or not. But yeah, I mean, like, I did you guys
Of all
recognize any of
time. Of all
the
time,
songs?
though.
I actually recognized the song that they were singing at the end. So it's like, yeah, he's obviously it was a huge deal. Yeah, that is interesting because it was like at the end of the day, like he's just party music, right? And people like at that time, obviously, it was a different time, right? It's like not that I'm giving him a pass or anything, but it's like that's just what people wanted to party to. Like we want to party to different things now. We're still bumping like there's some songs that we listen to at parties that straight up talking about murder and stuff. We don't take it seriously.
Yeah, and like there's so many artists now that like both in India and here that like they talk about like sex, drugs, and alcohol and killing people, and
Yeah, it's the same thing.
it's the same thing.
Like we just bumped a song called Arjun Veli, where Ranbir Kapoor like just murdering literally thousands of people.
Oh, one thing I did enjoy was like when they're singing in Punjabi and then in Dazzle they added like the Hindi translation on screen. I think that was pretty cool.
It's very new for him, right? Like this new style that he added to this movie.
I think all of that plus like the animation, and it made it like a there was a lot of visual storytelling, I guess.
What really confused me is obviously he showed actual footage and pictures of the actual Amar Singh Chamkila, but then he also threw in like his own shots of Diljit and Parineeti in that style of frame, which I think threw me off a little bit. I'm like, okay, so why is he doing that? Because I thought they were only doing that for like the actual photos and footage they got from Chumkila.
Maybe that was the point. Maybe it was like to like kind of mold the two together and make you think that like these are the people. But
Probably.
I think Imtiaz Ali's editing and storytelling style has always been like a little wonky. It's always there's no like pattern to anything.
Yeah, it is kind of
Except for
chaotic.
Jobu-Mat. Except for Jobu-Mat, that might be his only like straightforward story.
Kind of like it is kind of like organized chaos. something you don't really expect like from scene to scene like it to be edited the same,
Yeah.
but it worked.
Do you think if he made this movie like he did with Jobu-Mat a long time ago, do you think it would be as good?
It would be a
It
lot more boring.
would be a more.
would just be like a regular biopic.
Yeah.
Yeah, his whole new style, the reason this is so entertaining is because he did this. Otherwise, it would have turned into any other biopic that we watch that comes out every year. It's the same.
Yeah. There's this one shot that like it's kind of like sh stuck in my head. It's like one of the animations I think where they have like a bunch of dudes like in like poses and there's like fire. I don't know if you like remember what I'm
I
talking about.
do, I do.
Yeah. I remember I saw that and I was like, that is a cool shot.
The anime,
Oh,
yeah.
like during like the riots in 84.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too like just the animations too that when the show was like super cool, like when they were talking about how like the CD, Chumkila CD would be handed over from party to different party like every night, like and it
Yeah.
showed like the CD as a UFO going from one house to another
Yeah.
house.
That
That's
was a
kind of
cool
a
shot.
you know what I think of when I think about this movie. It's like that shot was really cool. One thing that really stood out to me also was the song at the end. The actual like song that A.R. Rahman made, Vidaguru. I think it's Arjeet, probably.
Yeah.
It is
It
it? Yeah.
is. It is.
That song is so freaking good.
Yeah, I got really emotional listening to that.
That was really
Also, like Arijit gets a pass for this one because he did a really good job.
It's because
Coming back.
he's good at these kind of songs, like mellow, slow, like soothing. Not
You
like
know,
doom, not like him yelling into the mic, yelling, "Doom, gamile! Doom, gamile!" No, I think his voice definitely is better for like these kind of like slow melody, songs, not
Oh.
very loud.
Also, that song reminded me a lot of the music that came out of Bollywood in the 70s and 80s. Like, I think the way the song was structured was very reminiscent of, like, you know, the songs that Kishore Kumar used to sing.
You're talking about Vidakura, right?
Yeah.
So that's so interesting that you see that you say that because I was just on Instagram going through my reels and what people have been doing, they're making their AI like Kishore Kumar and Mohammed Rafi
Yeah.
sing the song. And yeah, it just sounds like that song belongs from the 70s and 80s, like
Yeah.
because it fits so well. It's so funny you said that because I literally just watched that today. And I was just like, wow, yeah, this is just like literally how it is, like how it sounds or how
Yeah.
it can sound. It's like Mohammed Rafi is singing this.
I think A.R. Rahman can do anything. Like he's created now in his career, he's created like, you know, just your like general Bollywood romantic songs, Punjabi music. He's created like Sufi music. He's created bhajans, rap. Like he's done literally everything.
Yeah, the man's a genius, and I think we already knew this. He's just
Yeah.
like he pretty much is the GOAT.
Yeah. It's just always a treat when we get a really like a banger of an album like this
Yeah,
from him.
he doesn't have the cool thing about him is he doesn't have his own just like thing. Like it's not like a very like oh you're gonna find this thing in every A.R. Rahman album. Like he literally does it all and he does it to perfection.
Yeah.
He's gonna do Punjabi folk music, then he's gonna do Punjabi folk music perfectly. And
Yeah.
you're not gonna even realize that oh shit, that was A.R. Rahman who did it.
Yeah. I think that's why he and Imtiaz Ali work so well is because like it's kind of like that chaotic filmmaking thing again. I just think that their chaos works really well together.
Yeah.
I think a filmmaker like Imtiaz Ali needs a music director like A.R. Rahman who's willing to take risks and do something like creative or something that's never done been done before.
And like you said, Imtiaz really likes using music as honestly another storyline along with the main storyline. So why not get the best music producer in India ever?
Yeah, he's
Yeah.
the best one ever. He is the
He
best one. I don't even think
is.
that's in question.
I think everyone would agree with that.
I mean, he made Jai Ho, so like he just
Yeah,
won there,
like
so
Slumdog Millionaire slaps.
he made Chiggy Wiggy.
He did, dude. That dude made Chiggy Wiggy.
he's got such range.
Also, why does Mohit Chauhan keep making appearances in Imtiaz Ali movies?
I think Mohit Chauhan also is like a favorite of Imtiaz Ali's. He's like, and he sang so many songs.
Mohit Chauhan was rapping in this.
He
Yeah.
was.
Also, Diljit's voice, dude. Like,
Yeah.
he just fit this so perfectly.
He's good. He's really good,
And acting, and he's singing, and yeah. Diljit's the GOAT. I'm excited for more work from him, and I'm excited for my concert with him.
Just your concert. He's doing a private concert for you.
Yeah, I'll just be sitting there. He'll be dancing.
How does he have time to like do all of this?
He's everywhere, isn't
Yeah, like he was at Coachella. He came out with an album recently. He was filming this movie. Like,
he?
how does
He's on
one
tour.
person?
He
Yeah,
was at
he's
the
on
Ambani's.
tour.
He's at the Ambani's.
Oh, he is also at the Ambani's,
I,
which
you
is.
know what I worry about him is that like we're gonna end up hating him because he's everywhere.
Oh, please don't say that.
Because he literally is everywhere. He's making music with like random rap artists from here too, and it's just like, yeah, he's doing a lot of like acting, performing, and releasing albums. So this guy's busy.
Doesn't he have a wife?
He
I
is
think so.
married.
His wife's just cool with him just never being around.
Maybe it's like Jamkila, just left her.
Oh God.
Maybe he like that's why he did so well, because he really resonated with the character.
Jesus.
Yeah, good movie.
Love me, baby, love me. Papa says you love me. Mama says you love me. Love me, baby, love me.